Thursday night, Kitsa Shulchan Aruch, Kav Beis. Siv Gimel, V'chei Noagin, we don't take a shave or a haircut during the 3 weeks. Shema Stoprin, B'yom Ma'elu, Lo Cyrus HaRosh, Lo Cyrus HaZokon, not a haircut, not a shave, V'lo Kol Seir Shebegufo, V'asa L'gedolon L'saper Sakatanim, you don't give small children haircuts. We had that yesterday. I talked about it. The Mishtabrua, the Sharatzion is mashma, even if they're not Megiel Lechinuch. The Aruch HaShulchan says only if they're Megiel Lechinuch. You don't give them a haircut. Okay. Your mustache. If your mustache doesn't let you eat, Hasofo El Yono, Shebezokon, Kol Shemagav Es Achila, and it makes it hard for you to eat, you're allowed to trim it. Nearly the Eshlahat El Galcho, Ada Shavua Shechol Bo Tishabov. I guess you can wait already a couple of days. No. Awa Bishavua Shechol Bo Tishabov Yesh Lassar, which this year would be 2 days, Sunday, Monday. Tuesday's ready Tishabov. You're allowed to cut your nails during the 3 weeks. People always ask. Ketzizos HaTzipar Marnayim Ein Lassar Rak Bishavua Shechol Bo Tishabov. That's what he holds. Friday, it's always mutter, even Shavua Shechol Bo. Not Shavua Shechol Bo, but it's... But upon him, you're allowed to cut your nails during the 3 weeks. V'chein ha-moyel, yochel ha-sakein tziporinov l'tzorech ha-priya. B'shlosha shabbosos...
What? Why does he have to mention it?
What do you mean?
It's mutter to cut your nails.
Because he's talking about mamish like a manicure, like lasakin, so he can do it. B'shola shabosu shemen shabosu b'tamuz b'tishabov. There's three, it's called the 3 weeks for a reason. There's 3 weeks between shabosu b'tamuz and tishabov. And there's three, that means there's three shabosim, or shabosos, between shabosu b'tamuz and tishabov. Maftirin t'losot d'puranusa. So we say three special haftorahs, which are called the three haftorahs of tragedy, the three tragic haftorahs. They talk about bad things happening to the Jewish people. They foresee the Churban, and it's very depressing haftorahs if you listen to it. Shehein Divrei Yirmiyahu, that's in Yirmiyahu. We have a klaf of Yirmiyahu, so we'll be hearing it this Shabbos from a klaf. The second one's also in Yirmiyahu, Shimu Dvar Hashem. So the first two are in Yirmiyahu. And Chazon Yeshayahu, that's the famous third one, Shabbos Chazon, which is Yeshayahu. The Simonim Dalet Shin Ches. We have Yeshayahu also. We're set until Simchas Torah, Yeshua, I think. Oh no, Malachim, the first day Sukkot is Malachim. I think the first day Sukkot is Malachim. Oh, we have a Malachim now also. Oh, we're set till we have to get a Yeshua by Simchas Torah. Okay, we have to get. I thought there was a mistake in the Yeshayahu. I told you there's an endomem in the middle of a word. Lamarbe Hamisra, Lamarbe Shalom, and I noticed now that it had it as two words. So I assumed there was a mistake. So I gave it to a Sofer to fix. But luckily he called up. There's a famous, in the last 10, 20 years, they discovered Ben Osher. They discovered a tikkun for Nach, like a tikkun, that is supposed to be extremely authentic, much more in line with a Masoris of where the Parshios are. It's called the Ben Osher. A big, big controversy in the world, big controversy, how much authenticity to give it. It's a big problem with Megillas Esther, how to write Megillas Esther. So there are Ben Osher advocates, and it's called Berdichev is the other one. Berdichev versus Ben Osher. I'm a Ben Osher fan. Talk about Machlokas, there's two teams. I'm on the Ben Osher team. Anyway, according to Ben Osher, it's written the right way. It's written with Ben Osher. which is good because we got it from Zilberman. Zilberman got us the cipher to write it. We bought it from a cipher by Zilberman. So that means he holds a Ben Osher, you know?
They use
Ben Osher. They use Ben Osher. So the cipher checked before he changed it, and Ben Osher has it the way we have it. So. Anyway, Ashir Ashirim, I think, is Ben Osher. We had Ashir Ashirim written. I think I said it should be written with Ben Osher. Anyway, these are the three tragic haftaras. It's called tragedy. Dimto, if you made a mistake, Mishabas Arishona haftarah shel parsha diyoma, and you read, let's say, for Pinchas tomorrow, you read Malachim. It's the story of Eliyahu Hanavi. Maftir Mishabas Abod. Next week you can read two, because the first two are Perek Aleph and Perek Beis of Yirmiyahu. So if you miss the first and you make a mistake, so the second Shabbos, instead of just reading Perek Beis, you read Perek Aleph and Beis. Then you change Smucha Zulazu. Chol Rosh Chodesh Av Lios B'Shabbos, which won't happen this year. This year, Sunday is Rosh Chodesh, right? Tuesday is 9. No, Monday is Rosh Chodesh. Anyway, Maftirin Hashemayim Kisi, that's what the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch says. We don't do that. V'yesh Mekom Maftirin Shimu Devar Hashem, which is what we do. B'Shenichlus Av B'Matin B'Simcha, now we're going into the 9 days. Till now was the 3 weeks, what's called? Now it's called the 9 days. B'Shenichlus Av B'Matin B'Simcha, you know, you're not as joyous. You see it, you're supposed to be sad. So you do Ein Bonim Binyan Shel Simcha, if you're building a Binyan Shel Simcha, like a Beis Chasana, not a place just to live, but a place of recreation, a place of enjoyment. So you don't do it the 9 days. O Binyan Shurak L'Ravacha, if you're just doing it for, no one's going to live there, you're doing it to flip. You're going to build a house and flip it. If you're hired a worker, so you should try to get him not to do anything the 9 days. If not that much money, if you have a court case with a non-Jew, try to push it off till Elul. Which is the common minig. It's not totally universal. The Grograder does it before Tisha B'Av, just like he does it before Yom Kippur. But that's because, you know, that's a whole halach. That's Rizal Magdimin is the primary value. But Lamaisa, in our circles, I think it's pretty universal to wait till after Tisha B'Av. Minig b'chol Yisrael, not to eat meat, not to drink wine in the 9 days. Shemin Rosh Chodesh Av Ad Lach HaTisha B'Av. B'asar afilu b'tavshel shenuz bashel bo b'asar o sheyesh bo shuman, even if it was just boleya taste. No, even, I'm sorry, even if it's not a full meat dish, but there's meat cooked in it, so it's also asar. Afilu b'sar of asar, even though one of the reasons is it's like the karbanos. You don't want to celebrate with something that's like the symbol of the destruction, the lack of karbanos. So you would say bird meat is okay, chicken, fowl, but it's not. Achmishim acholei cholav mazikin lo, so then yachol lechol besar of. Ulutzar chole hakol mutar. Nowadays there's so much food around that you don't have to eat fleshes. I mean, if you're allergic to milk, you can eat parav. From the seventh day and of, it gets even more intense, because that's when they actually broke into the Beis HaMikdash. Okay, we'll stop here.